Please mute your phone. Thank you. Good morning, good morning. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Welcome to our prophetic prayer call for the month of May 2026. We welcome everyone who has joined us on the call this morning. We ask that you would please mute your phone. We thank you again for joining us. This morning we will have our very own Apostle Dawn C. Burrell, who will bring forth, I know, a powerful word from the Lord this morning. And we encourage everyone in advance to come back and please listen to the playback. So again, welcome to our prophetic prayer call this morning. This is the year to arise and shine. My name is Brenda DeBose. I am a deaconess from Harvest Life Fellowship in Silver Spring, Maryland. And it is a privilege to be on the call this morning. I thank the Lord for allowing me to be here with you this morning. I am going to introduce our very own Apostle Dawn Burrell to you. She is a mighty woman of God. She is one who walks in the calling of the fivefold ministry. She is a woman of God with great faith who stands firmly on the word of God and his promises. She is one who is such an encouragement to me and who is one who leads by example as a mentor, a sister in Christ, a teacher, and a friend. And last but not least, she is one who truly seeks the kingdom of God and his righteousness first. So welcome, 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 Apostle Dawn. We thank you for leading our call this morning. I am going to pray to open the call, and then I will turn it over to Apostle Dawn, who will be leading us, as I said. And after she releases what the Lord has given her, we will open the line for your response to the word and prayer. So again, we ask that you please keep your phone on mute. Thank you very much. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we come before you in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for this new day that you have allowed us to walk into, Lord God. Every breath we breathe is a breath from you, O God. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father, that you love us so much, Lord God, that you are allowing us to rise into this new day. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we just ask that your Holy Spirit will be with us this morning. Do what only you can do. Use your servant this morning in a mighty way. Lord God, we just ask for your word to rain down like fire, like never before, oh God. Lord, may the hearers of the word, may it not just be a word that we hear, but Lord God, let it be planted firmly within us, oh God, rooted deeply in us, that we would walk in the ways of your word. So, Father, we just thank you this morning, Lord God. We ask that you would touch Apostle Dawn, Father. Give her what you would have her to say, oh God. We know anything that comes from you, Lord God, it will be alive and active, Lord God, and it will touch the heart of your people, Father. So, Lord God, we just honor you this morning. We honor you, Lord God. We just ask, Lord God, that you would continue, Lord God, to just touch even this line this morning, Lord God, that there will be no interruption, no delays in the line, in the transmission, Lord God. Let everything just be smooth sailing for us this morning as your word comes through in a mighty way. So once again, Lord God, we thank you, Lord, that we are coming together as brothers and sisters in Christ, coming together, Lord God, to just hear a word from you. So, Father, we just thank you this morning. We bless your holy name. We praise you, and we just ask, Holy Spirit, have your way. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You are worthy to be praised, O God. We thank you. We lift your name up. There is no one like you. You are Lord of all lords, King of all kings. Hallelujah. What an honor, what a privilege, Lord God, that you have allowed us to rise this morning. And we are rejoicing, Lord God, because no matter what comes our way, Lord God, we thank you that you have already gone before us. Hallelujah. So we walk, Lord God, in the power and authority, hallelujah, that is only found in Christ Jesus, hallelujah, Father. So we rejoice, Lord, because we know that no weapon formed against us will ever prosper. So hallelujah, Father, we thank you, Lord. Have your way, Lord God, have your way. And once again, Lord, touch your daughter, Lord God. Strengthen her as she gives the word. And Father, even after this call, renew her strength 100-fold, Lord God, that she would be renewed and strengthened once again. So we bless you, we thank you, Lord God, and we love you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Apostle Dawn, the floor is open.
Thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. My God, my God, my God. Thank you for joining Prophetic Prayer Call. Thank you. Praise the Lord for you, Deaconess Brenda. God bless you. Thank you so much. And everyone that has joined the call on this morning and even will listen to the playback. Praise God. Amen. You know, the Lord had really, really blessed us during our Apostolic and Prophetic Kingdom Alliance Zoom this past weekend. And so some of what he shared then, I think, is for this time as well. But I am going to come from Joshua chapter 1, verses 1 through 9. And the Lord is really talking about arise, step into what God already gave you. Hallelujah. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, saying, Moses, my servant is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, you and all this people, to the land which I am giving to them, the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given you, as I said to Moses, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, or all the land of the Hittites, and to the great sea toward the going down of the sun, shall be your territory. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and of good courage, for to this people you shall divide as an inheritance the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous. That's twice the Lord said prosperous. And then you will have good success. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. So, you know, there are moments in life when God shifts you from one season into another. And that shift requires one thing. You must arise. In Joshua 1, the people of Israel are standing at a turning point. Moses, their leader, is gone. The familiar is gone. The voice they depended on is gone. And now God speaks to Joshua with a command that is both simple and yet weighty. Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise. The Hebrew word for arise here means to arise from a resting or lower state to an active or higher state. In the context of Joshua 1:2, it is a command for action and transition. Notice, though, that the actual crossover for the people of Israel did not take place until we read it in chapter 3. So first comes the command, then we see comes the consecration, then comes the crossover. The command, the consecration, then the crossover. And so even when we look at this definition of arise from a resting or lower state to an active or higher state, you know, the Lord is causing us to not allow ourselves to enter into places of complacency or familiarity or even places of comfort. Yes, the Lord does give us seasons of rest, but even in those seasons of rest, we're receiving strategy, we're still praying, we're still seeking God, we're still standing. We don't change our position, we don't change our posture, even when we are in places of rest. But the Lord is calling us to a place of action. He's calling us to arise. He's calling us to go from whatever low place, whatever low state one might find themselves in, to come up higher, to come up higher. And so there is a command to do that. So let me just talk a little bit about consecration, the separation of oneself from things that are unclean, especially anything that would contaminate one's relationship with a perfect God. Consecration also carries the connotation of sanctification, holiness, or purity. So we understand the Lord had told the people after the command came that they were to bathe and change their clothes. So even during this time of arising, of stepping into what God has already given unto us, we must set aside times of consecration. We must set aside times where we cleanse our spirit. The Bible talks about that. Some people think that once you're saved and the Holy Spirit comes to dwell within us, that we are automatically flowing from a pure place in the spirit. And that is not the case. Check it out in Corinthians. And so sometimes we can engage in things that will cause our spirits to be tainted, that would cause our souls that are still being transformed to be tainted. And so we must take time to consecrate, to allow ourselves to stay in this place of sanctification. We're already sanctified through the Holy Spirit, yet in the natural, in the experiential places of our lives, we have to become consecrated. We have to set ourselves apart. We have to allow the blood of the Lamb to purify us even the more as we go into confession and repentance, as we go into self-examination and allowing the Lord to search us, to try us, to see if there be any wicked way within us. And so the Lord is calling us into places of consecration, to bathe, to be cleansed, and then to change our clothes, to change our garments, my God. But this is not just a physical movement that the people of Israel are about to undertake. It's a spiritual awakening, because you can be alive and still not arise. You can be called and still be stuck. You can have a promise and still be paralyzed. I've been there. God has spoken many things over these 39 years of ministry with him. And there were times when I allowed fear to paralyze me. There were times when I allowed the unknown to paralyze me. There were times when I looked around and nobody was walking with me. Nobody understood me, and I became paralyzed. But I didn't stay there long. You know, as we seek the Lord, he said, call upon me, and I will answer you, and I will show you great and mighty things that you know not of. But today, the word over our life is clear. Arise. Arise and go over this Jordan. In Joshua 1, the Jordan River represents the final massive barrier to the promised land, a physical obstacle that's separating the wilderness from the inheritance. It's that in-between place. It's that in-between place. We're not where we were. We're not who we were, but we have not yet come into the fullness of who we are to become. And so it's that place right in the middle, the Jordan. It's that final massive barrier before those who are even emerging into the call and purpose and plan, the ultimate call and purpose and plan and destiny that God has spoken, even as we are emerging and coming forth. That is that place. It's a marking of a pivotal transition from the old life of wilderness wandering to the new settled life and inheritance. And I'm telling you that even as we are effective and anointed in ministry, if God has a specific destiny and location for you to arrive into, you are considered to still be in a place of wandering, because we have not reached that place in God, that place in call, that place in purpose that God originally intended for our lives. It signifies the fulfillment of God's promise to Israel. So the word is that we don't become comfortable when we see God using us, when we see the fruit of our labor. We don't become comfortable with that. Yes, we celebrate it. We acknowledge God, yet we don't stop there. We keep going because we know that God is a progressive God. And we know within ourselves if we are in the place that God has ordained for us to be in. And so it signifies the fulfillment of God's promise to Israel, requiring obedience and faith to cross. Crossing the river acts as a second Red Sea here, solidifying Joshua's role and authority as Israel's new leader, as Moses' successor. The priest had to step into the water before it parted, highlighting that entering the promised land required active faith. One thing the Lord wants us to do is to arise from what was, to let go of the past. God begins with a statement, Moses, my servant, is dead. That sounds harsh, but it's necessary. God is telling Joshua, the season you were in is over. Moses represented a previous leadership, a previous structure, a previous way that God moved. And while Moses was great, Joshua could not step into his assignment until whole if he still held on to what was. And so here's the truth. You cannot arise into your future if you are anchored to your past. Some people are stuck because they are still grieving what ended. They are still replaying what or who hurt you. They are still holding on to the knob of the door that God already closed. But hear this prophetic word, what was necessary for yesterday may be a hindrance for today. God is not dishonoring your past. He's just not living there. The instruction is not to explain it, analyze it, or revive it. The instruction is to move past it. And the only way you can move past it is to arise and cross over. That means arise from disappointment, arise from fear, arise from regret, arise from old identities, because your next season is waiting on you to move. Another thing the Lord wants us to do is to arise into what God promised. So we must move in faith. God tells Joshua, arise, go over this Jordan to the land which I am giving to them. Notice the language, though, I am giving, not I might give, not I will consider giving. God had already decided. But here is the dilemma. The promise is given, but the possession requires possession. Possession requires action. God says, every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given you. That means that you've got to start moving. If you don't step, you don't see it. If you don't move, you don't experience it. Hallelujah. And some of us are waiting for confirmation, but God is waiting for participation. Will you partner with God? Will you trust God, even though you may not understand it, even though you may not see that the way is clear? Will you trust God? Faith is not passive, it's active. The Jordan represents the barrier between where they were and where God promised. And every Jordan in your life will ask you one question. Will you arise or will you retreat? Will you arise or will you stay in a place of complacency? Will you arise or will you stay stuck? Because arising requires courage. Arising requires risk. Arising requires trust. God never told Joshua the land would be empty. There were giants to fight. There were battles to win. But the presence of opposition does not cancel the promise. If God said it, it still belongs to you. So the word is arise and step into it, even if you don't feel ready. Your steps have been ordered by the Lord. The Lord says, I have taught you in the way of wisdom. I have led you in right paths. When you walk, your steps will not be hindered. And when you run, you will not stumble. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And lastly, arise with strength and the word. Stand in authority. Three times God tells Joshua, be strong and of good courage. Why repeat it? Because God knew that Joshua would feel intimidation, that he would feel insecurity, that he would feel pressure to fulfill this great assignment, this great task. Can you imagine taking millions of people into a land flowing with milk and honey, a land of promise that contained giants, that contained enemies? My God. So arising doesn't mean you won't feel fear. It means you move anyway. And as you move forward, let faith arise. But God doesn't just give Joshua motivation. He gives him that strategy. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. In other words, if you're going to arise, you must stay rooted in the word. You must be skillful with the word. You must know when and what word to release, because the word will stabilize you. The word guides you. The word strengthens you. And no, we don't live off of the prophetic word, but the prophetic word comes to stir us. It comes to confirm what God has already said. It comes to empower us. It comes to bring hope, to let us know that we are on the right path, that we did hear him clearly. So we praise God for the prophetic word, but God has given you also a prophetic word that you are to release. God connects Joshua's success not to talent, not to charisma, but to meditation on the word. Then comes the promise, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. That changes everything, because Joshua is not arising alone, and neither are you. You're not stepping into your future by yourself. God is going with you. So you can arise with confidence, not because you feel strong, but because the Lord our God is with you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You remember in Numbers 13 and 14, when they went to spy out the land, and the 10 leaders were dismayed, and they brought back what we call a bad report, saying that there are giants in the land, and we are like grasshoppers in our own sight, and so we are in their sight. And so if you see yourself as less than what God sees you, how can we expect others to see us in our fullness, in our greatness, in who God has ordained and called us to be? And even though those 10 gave that bad report, it was Joshua and it was Caleb that quieted the people. And they said, let us go up at once and take possession, for we are well able to overcome it. But the people resisted that. They wanted to go back. They wanted to go back. They thought it would be better to die in the wilderness. It would be better to die in bondage in Egypt, as opposed to going in to possess the possession that God had already said he had given unto them. They said, the land that we passed through to spy out is an exceedingly good land. And if the Lord delights in us, then he will bring us into this land and give it to us, a land which flows with milk and honey. Only do not rebel against the Lord, nor fear the people of the land, for they are our bread. Their protection has departed from them, and the Lord is with us. Do not fear them. My God, hallelujah, hallelujah. The people, your enemies, will be your bread. Your enemies will be the fuel that you need to ignite your faith to take possession of what God already said you possess. So I want you to hear this in your spirit. Arise. Arise from what tried to break you. Arise from what tried to stop you. Arise from what tried to define you. This is your crossing over season. This is your moment. You've sat long enough. You've questioned long enough. You've waited long enough. Now God is saying the wait is over. Arise, and I declare over you, you will not be stuck in yesterday. You will not miss what God has for you. You will walk into every promise assigned into your life, every place, your footsteps. God has already prepared it. So arise in faith, arise in courage, and arise in obedience, because the same God who spoke to Joshua is speaking even unto us today. Do not be afraid, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So, Father, I come to you right now in the precious, mighty name of Jesus. Father, I thank and praise you, Lord God, that you are breaking fear off of your people. I thank you, Father God, that you have not given unto us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. I thank you, Father God, that no giant, no weapon, no enemy shall be able to prosper. That you, Father God, have already gone before us. You have already given unto us the victory. You always lead us in triumph. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Greater is he that is in us than any mountain, any massive barrier, any wall, any stronghold. Greater is he that is in us. And so, Father, I thank you even now, Lord God, with this sound mind, Father, that you have given us the ability to cast down any vain imagination that would seek to exalt itself above the knowledge of you, Lord God, and that we can take captive every thought and bring it into subjection and captivity and obedience to Christ. Thank you, Father, that you're renewing our minds even now, that you're stirring in us even the more, that you're causing us to move by faith and not by sight. You're causing us to receive the command to arise and go. Because we understand, oh God, that it's not just about Joshua. It's about the people. It's about the people that you want to also cross over to possess their possession, to receive the inheritance. My God. And so thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord God, for speaking to our hearts, causing boldness and courage and faith to arise in us. And Father God, thank you for helping us to let go of former things, because you are doing a new thing, oh God. You have a new place that you're taking us into, and you want us to be ready. And so, Father, even govern our consecration. You told Joshua to consecrate themselves for 3 days, for 3 days, that we would take that command, we would take that strategy along with the Word of God, and we would consecrate ourselves. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you. Hallelujah. Allow the Lord to cause you to cross over. You know where the Lord wants to take you. And it's not to say that where you are is not a great place. It's not to say that where you are is not effective. And that there is great fruit, we know that. Yet God is wanting us to go into this good land. And that's what we've been hearing, that if we are obedient, we shall eat the good of the land. That there is yet a place in God. There is yet a destiny in God that we have yet to enter into. And God is saying, now is the time that we must cross over into that place. We must possess our possession because the Lord has already given it unto us, my God. So we can't shrink back. This is not a time to relax. This is not a time to be at ease. This is not a time to come off the wall or to come down from the wall. This is not that time. It's time for us to cross over. It's time for us to, because of the people, to enter into that place that you know God wants you to be in. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bless the Lord. Amen. So the line is open. Praise God. Please respond to the word. Please pray with us even on this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Father, this morning we thank you for the word of God that you have released to us this morning. Father, we thank you that we are not just hearers of the word, but we are doers of the word. Thank you, Father, for igniting us with hope and God, with so much encouragement on this morning just to take the next step. Thank you for reminding us, oh God, that even if we are effective, God, there's still more for us. For your word says that you take us from faith to faith and from glory to glory. Help us not to shrink back. And Father God, help us not to shrink back to the point that we, oh God, forfeit the next place of glory, the next place, oh God, of success. And this morning, oh God, we just, I just take this time, oh Lord, to repent. Oh God, repent for the times that we so much focus on ourselves and what we were feeling and what we were going through that we forgot the ultimate goal. We forgot or forget, oh God, the ultimate goal, and that is the people, to get the people to cross over with us. Father, I just pray now, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, that we will not stop where we are, but that we will continue to move forward. God, you're telling us to arise. There's so many places in Scripture that, Father, there was first, oh God, the command to arise, to get up, to steady ourselves. Oh, yes, God, and I just thank you for the momentum of the Holy Ghost on this morning. Hallelujah, that it's not just a gentle push, but, Father, that there is a push, there's a force of the Holy Ghost on this morning to push us, oh, God, into deeper depths and to higher realms, oh, into greater dispensations of your power, your authority, and your anointing. God, I thank you for your servant that has spoken so eloquently, oh God, so plainly. Hallelujah. I pray, Father, for the strength, oh God, to be upon us, to move to that next place, to move to that greater place, oh God, that you have for us, oh Lord. Help us, oh God, to keep our eyes agazed upon, oh Father God, what it should be agazed upon. Help us, oh Lord, to take our focus off of the things that the enemy sends to derail us, to pull us back. And Father, I thank you even now as I discern, God, that there's a greater faith. There's a greater faith, God, a greater posture of faith that is necessary, for the enemy is big. The enemies that surround us are great. But Father, greater is you that is in us than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you even now that even as you told Joshua, as we take another look in your word, even as we go back and rehearse all of the callings, all of the commands that you have given us, O Lord, that we will find strength, O Lord, and that we will find, O God, the what we need to go to the next place, to go to the next level, to go to the next, hallelujah, place of glory. Hallelujah. God, I just thank you this morning. God, I thank you this morning that even as Jesus said, for the joy that was set before him, oh yes, he went to that next place that required death, that required the piercing, that required great agony, but he thought about us. Jesus, you thought about us. You thought about us. And it was joy that was set before you according to the word of God. And so, Lord, we thank you for this great word on this morning to challenge us, to push us. And we receive your word We do not casually just listen, but we hear your voice. We hear you speaking. We hear you pushing in the realm of the spirit. We feel you pushing, and we thank you that you would not leave us where we were. Hallelujah. We do not want to be as Moses, oh God, that will just look and see the promise, get close to the promise, and not, hallelujah, receive the promise. Help us, oh God, to walk in your obedience, to walk in your power, and to continue to walk in your anointing. We won't rebel, Father. We cancel all rebellion, that spirit that would cause us to rebel against your word. We cancel, we destroy, we demolish the spirit of rebellion and rejection of your word in Jesus' name. And we will be obedient in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Apostle Don, for the word that was spoken this morning. It was powerful. I thank the Lord for using you in such a mighty way. I just want to reflect on, I love this passage of scripture and how the Lord says to Joshua, you know, be strong and courageous. And as you mentioned, he said it, the Lord said it three times, but in the second time he said, you know, be strong and very courageous. And, you know, that's just a reminder that the Lord is telling us, just like he told Joshua, regardless as to where you are or where I am taking you, I have already gone before you. I am already with you. He says to him, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And so I'm just so grateful for the word that was given this morning, because it's a reminder to me that God is always with me. He's always with you. So I just want to pray into the word this morning. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for the word as it was spoken this morning. Thank you so much, Lord God, that it is a reminder that we are never alone. Thank you that you love us so much, Lord God, that you have already gone before us, Lord God, and you have told us in your word to not be afraid, not to be discouraged, Lord God, but to be courageous, Lord God, because as the word says, greater is he that is within me than he that is in the world. So, Father, we already know that the victory has already been won. So, Father, we can walk boldly, hallelujah, Lord God, because you, through your spirit, live within each and every one of us. So, Father, we repent of any complacency, Lord God, any laziness, Lord God, any place in our life, Lord God, where we have not done what you have called us to do, Lord God. May we repent. May we arise and walk in the goodness that you have already laid out for us. Lord, you have said in your word that you know the plans that you have for us. Hallelujah. And those plans are good. Hallelujah. So, Father, we rejoice, Lord God, as we rise today, Lord God, in all that you have set before us, Lord God. And we know, Lord God, that what you have placed in us, it is not just for us, Lord God, but you are using us as a mouthpiece, Lord God, for someone else who needs to know who you are, Lord God, that their life will be changed, oh God, their mind will be renewed, and they will be saved as they receive you as their personal Lord and Savior. So, Father, I'm so grateful for the word that was spoken, Lord God. Father, I declare right now, Lord God, that no fear, Lord God, will overtake me, Lord God. Father, I renounce any fear, Lord God. Let the chains be broken, Lord God, that are binding your people, Lord God, where we are afraid to move or to speak or to just take a step, take action, Lord God. We renounce that, Lord God, because you are with us, Lord God, and we have no reason to be afraid. So, Father, we thank you that we can be encouraged, Lord God. God. Hallelujah, because your word is true. Your word will never return unto you void. We stand firmly on your promises, Lord God. And Lord God, we thank you that you have already given us instructions, Lord God. Hallelujah. Your word is the blueprint for life, Lord God. And so, Father, may we take this time after hearing this word to consecrate ourselves unto you, because we always need to be purified and cleansed, Lord God, so that we can walk in your holiness, Lord God. So again, Lord, I thank you for the word. I praise you, Lord God. I honor you and I worship you, Lord God. Have your way, Lord. Thank you. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The floor is open. Please pray into this word. This was a powerful word that was given. The floor is still open.
Father, we thank you for your word this morning, Lord God. We thank you for just allowing us to just come together to hear it this early. Father, you know, it takes a lot of effort at times to fight against our bodies, what we eat, can just fight against us doing what you would have us to do. But I thank you, Lord God, and I ask that you would help us to allow our spirits to arise in you, Lord God, and to come forth and to lead us, Lord God. Help us to just arise over all adversity, Father, to just submit our ways to you, Father, to seek your word, to seek your power, to receive your power, Lord God, no matter what, Lord God. And we just thank you for just not giving up on us, Lord God, not taking your hands off of us, not allowing us to just fall to the devices of the enemy, Lord God. Help us to help each other, Lord God, be an ear for each other, shoulder for each other, Lord God. Just be an encourager for each other, Lord God, a helper for each other, Lord God. Just pray for each other, Lord God, when we know that there's a need of prayer and when we don't, Father. We thank you for just being a good Father. We thank you for just allowing your Son to sacrifice himself and as he arose, Lord God, help us to just keep that at the forefront of our lives, Lord God. Bless the ministries, Lord God, and all those who walk in their calling, Lord God, because it's not always easy, Father. We thank you for keeping your word down through the centuries, Lord God, and making it clear this morning, Lord God, and help us to just go back and replay your word, go back and reread the scriptures, and help us to just do as you would command us to do, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And so,
God. Hallelujah for this morning. We thank you for the word that we've heard. What a privilege it is to rise early in the morning to hear a word on Arise, O God, that we might be strengthened, O God. During this season, during this time that we're in, God, you need, O God, those who understand, O God, the times, understand, O God, that you've called us to the kingdom for such a time as this. Help us, O God, to be strong, O God, and be encouraged, O God, and to move with courage, O God, and strength, and, O God, knowing that you prepared us all the way, all the years, God, that you've invested your word in us, O God. You prepared us for this time. Help us to open up our mouths, O God, and take that step and move in the direction that you would have us to move in. People are waiting. People are in need, O God, in the name of Jesus. And you have prepared and equipped and empowered us, O God, to be that you're calling during this season. So, God, we thank you. O God, we pray that you'll continue to speak into our hearts, O God, into our minds. Help us, O God, to hear your word, hear your voice, O God, in the name of Jesus. There's a lot of noise and a lot of clatter and chatter, O God. But we pray, God, that we will hear your word. We will hear your voice. You will know your voice, O God, and we will move as you would have us to move. We thank you for Apostle Dawn this morning, oh God. Thank you for giving her, oh God, such a powerful word this morning, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We just bless you this morning, oh God, and we're looking forward to what lies ahead, oh God. We're looking forward to what you have in store, oh God. We're looking forward, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that your name might be glorified in this earth realm, oh God. People need to see, oh God, you moving. In the name of Jesus, people are concerned and worried and scared and, oh, God, frightened, oh, God, oh, God. But we thank you this morning that we have no fear because you didn't give us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. So, God, we thank you for choosing us to serve you. We thank you, oh, God, and we're ready for the battle, oh, God. We bless you this morning. We honor you, God, and we praise you. It is in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Bless God. You know, even, you know, thinking about Joshua and looking at Joshua and realizing that Caleb was the only one who had witnessed, you know, the Red Sea crossing, and they were taking in that next generation into the promised land. And so they just had each other, but we have each other. We have each other. And we need to, in this season, in this time, as we heard the prayer go forth, we need to be able to lean on each other. We need to take time for each other. Iron sharpens iron, and we need to stay with like-minded people. We need to stay and go in places where you know that the word of the Lord is going to sound forth. And I'm not talking about going into like a church. I'm talking in relationship, that the time that we spend together is beneficial, that it's full of the Lord. Where two or three are gathered in his name, there he is in the midst. However, if we are not bringing forth what he wants to bring forth in the midst of us gathering together, then it's not going to be beneficial. It's not going to produce the fruit that God is requiring and wanting in this season. So I would encourage you to make sure that you have your people, you have your group, you have your tribe, you have those that you can connect with and go to if you do become in a place of uncertainty or discouragement or weakness, that you do have safe places that you can go, that you can run to. Amen. We know we have the Lord, yet the Lord created us as a body. We are members one of another, and he required that we do things. If you look in the Word, it says, you know, let us, what we're supposed to do, one to another. And the other thing the Lord wanted me just to release is that, yes, it's going to be a fight. There is going to be a fight. However, put on armor. Put on armor and just make sure that you spend time in your secret place. Make sure you spend time in your secret place. Do not allow your day to go without spending time in the presence of God. Not 5 minutes on the way to work, not 5 minutes on the way home from work, not just 5 minutes in the shower or wherever. We have to. This is what God has said to me. I have to up my prayer in the secret place, which means I have to spend more quality time by myself in the presence of the Lord for myself, not for a word for the people, not for Bible study, not for ministry, but for myself, so that I keep myself undergirded. And I know we know this, but there are many leaders I know that don't do it. They don't do it. And he's calling us higher. This is part of that higher calling, and it's in consecration. It's in that secret place. It's in understanding what the fight is and that we are equipped. We're already prepared. The Lord has given us everything that we need that pertains to life and godliness, yet we still need to practice that. And people are watching, and we'll be able to tell them, this is the way to go. Walk therein. And so thank you for all that you released on today with me. I praise God for everyone that's on the line this morning and those that will listen to the playback. Father, I thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness to us, Father. I thank you for divine connections that you are establishing in this season. Those that we have walked with for years, please strengthen those relationships. cause us to just fortify them and appreciate them, value them, and make time for them. And Father, I thank you for the new divine connections that are coming, that are already here. I thank you, Father, for purpose and plan being revealed, and that we will continue to walk in agreement so that your kingdom can be manifested, that Father Jesus will be glorified, and that we will be able to possess our possessions, that we will not only cross over, but we will help this generation and the next to cross over into their inheritance. My God, in Jesus' mighty name, hallelujah. God bless you, and I look forward to connecting with you soon. Amen. Hallelujah.